This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I'm your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Scott McDowell, the news director at Erie News Now, bringing you election coverage you can count on coming up in the next couple of days, just on Tuesday, the upcoming election. Scott, what is the coverage looking like for Erie News Now? What are you guys doing, and how's it all going to work on the day of?
John, what are you talking about? Something going on over the next couple of days? It has been a wild, wild ride. It's been historic, John. It has been, for so many people in this newsroom, really priding ourselves on balance all the way across, making sure that we are as much Republican, independent, Democratic in our coverage. Our 7 o'clock shows continue from 7 to 7:30 every day with Mike Ruzzi and Philip, where they have their show. It is solely political-based. And I know just listeners across our area, they're getting tired. And I can tell there's some burnout along the way. We're doing something fun on Friday and Monday. And we used to do this in COVID, but we're dialing up something fun on Friday and Monday, especially for your radio listeners. We're going to have music on the air. And we're going to give voters a little bit of something where they can pause and listen to a couple of local musical acts come in on Friday. You'll see them at 4, 5, 5:30, 6, even into the 7 o'clock, where we'll use them in and out of commercial breaks, that type of thing. But just to give people a little bit of relief all the way across in this highly charged political season. As for more coverage, back to our coverage, we're looking at Rachel Knapp, Brendan Scanlon in Washington, and they are traveling all over. Wherever our presidential candidates are going, they're heading there. I'll give you a little inside baseball. We have our Kara Jeffers heading for Philadelphia, the Philadelphia area, and the vote count there to watch the vote count and how that all plays out. That'll be on Tuesday. We've got a roundtable. You know, I'm going to jump all over for you here, John Robbins. We're going to go roundtable with Mike Ruzzi and Philip from 7 to 8 o'clock, extended coverage on Monday. A lot of political experts talking in, trying to look into that crystal ball and go, where is this going to go? How close is it going to be? What type of ramifications can we expect on the backside? We're prepared to cover that, but they're going to touch a lot of ground. It'll get you ready for the big day on Tuesday. You know, and I think the one thing that we have that we're really proud of at Erie News Now, too, is we've got the voter election guide for people to be able to go to, sit down, check this out, and it is fact-based, it is vetted, it is ready for you to go, hey, here's what I need to know to vote, here's how the process works, just to walk people through. It's been a long road. I can't believe that we're winding it down, and it's an election day is fast approaching here.
Yes, it is, and I was going to hit that voter guide. I mean, that we've been trying to push that on the radio side of things and just trying to keep the voters informed. I mean, it's a very charged time of year, to say the least, but is there anything you'd like to add? I mean, you hit all the questions I was going to ask about potential day of, what leading up to, any coverage that we have. Is there anything else you'd like to add for any of the listeners out there?
You know, I think, John, and we did this a couple of months ago, and I think I'd like, you know, your listeners, all of our listeners to know that we're your local station. We're the people that live here. We're the people that work here. We're not the networks. We're not a Fox, a CNN, an MSNBC. We're just not that. We're the people that live and work in this community. We spend our money here. Guess what? Next year, when the tall ships come rolling in, we're going to be that station that covers those and does the same type of wall-to-wall coverage there, just like we do with the political stuff. But we're your hometown people. So, you know, when it comes to some of the anger people feel, some of the venom people wanna cut loose with, just know that we're your hometown station. We're here to balance all of our coverage. We fact check like nobody's business to make sure that we are spot on with what we report all across. And I think that's so important. We're going to have a lot of crews. While the races are important, we have a lot of crews spread out, just keeping an eye on voting, you know, the tally, the count, how it's being done. We've got a lot of crews out and around and ready to go for Election Day. It's interesting. I just had our election meeting, one of our final election meetings for Election Day today, and we talked a little bit about NBC is here, with a producer, and they're watching and reporting back, and we thought we'd be using them quite a little bit, and it's actually been the polar opposite. We have found that they have needed us, and they've needed us a ton, because we've got a Lisa Adams, and we've got a Mike Ruzzi, and we've got a Phillip, and we've got the deepest, biggest, most experienced crew in Northwest Pennsylvania, and there's nobody that's going to stand with us on coverage on Election Day. So if you haven't thought about watching, you need a place to turn to when the chips are down and when the votes are being counted, we're the place to go.
And don't worry, for our Warren listeners, we will have Jackie Palmer, our bureau reporter out there, covering everything you need to know in Warren County. Scott, thank you so much for coming on. I know we'll have you back probably at some point, but it was a pleasure. And where can any person that is listening right now find this election coverage leading up to and the day of?
Oh, WICU. We're on digital all the time. You can find us on Facebook. Easily pick up your phone, check out Instagram. We're on it all. ENN Plus, you're going to find us streaming there too. You'll see us start on our Plus channels. So you'll be able to watch live streaming coverage even when we're not on the air. That's going to start at 5 o'clock, and we're just going to keep that stream going right straight through. And forgive me, our fabulous Jackie Palmer in the Warren area. She does a fantastic job. She will be there, and she will also be watching very, very carefully the vote count in Warren, and we'll be taking reports from her as well.
Well, Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I'm once again your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Jody, the wonderful guest here today, to talk about several things with the Hospice of Warren County in their upcoming memorial service. You'll hear in later editions of our show, we also have some other things going on there, but one of the more upcoming things is this service. Let's go a little bit into it. It's a very powerful thing, I think is probably the best way to describe it.
It is very moving.
And I've heard some great things. I mean, unfortunately, I haven't been here long enough to go, but I've heard some very good things about it.
Well, I'm glad to know that. Yes, we have an annual memorial service every year at a different local church. And this year, it's always the first Sunday in November at 3 p.m. So this year, that makes it November 3rd. And we will gather this year at Grace United Methodist Church. So it's not a long service. It's maybe a half hour, 40 minutes. And it's filled with beautiful music, prayers, poems, readings from all different faith backgrounds. And so we want everyone to feel comfortable being there.
I was going to say it is stressed non-denominational, so
right.
It's open for everybody. And where can people submit names if they wish to, and how can they do so?
Well, one of the nicest parts of the service, speaking of submitting names, is a reading of a list of those who have passed. We call it the Roll of the Honored Dead. And you don't have to have been in hospice, had a family member in hospice. We accept any names of community members from anywhere, really, and we'll read those names whether you're able to attend or not. All you have to do is call the Hospice of Warren County office, 723-2455. And the person there will take down the name of the loved one that you would like to remember.
And that will be by Tuesday, October 28th, to get those names in.
Yes.
So kind of a quick turnaround from this show, but just get those names in and happy to help out. And
absolutely.
As you said, this is non-denominational.
Yes.
And don't have to be in hospice. Trying to stress this is really for the community.
It really is. Yes, it certainly is. And this is for people of all faiths, people of no faith. It's just a lovely, peaceful service that allows us to honor our loved ones who have passed on.
Absolutely. So once again, information, always the first Sunday of November,
right,
at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Where is it this year?
Grace United Methodist.
Okay. Just want to make sure if anybody tuned in that they put out that information. If they wish to have more information, anything like that, where can they contact you and stuff like that?
Simply call the hospice office. Ask for me. I'm Jody Bevavino, 814-723-2455, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have and take the names of those that you would like to remember.
Jody, thank you for helping spread the news, the word about this upcoming service.
Of course.
And, hopefully see some people here that tuned in and, you know, we remember the people that we've lost.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.